on September the 24th, the Germans will elect a new parliament. Chancellor Angela Merkel is seeking a fourth term. Her party, the Christian Democrats, are ahead of the Social Democratic Party by 15%. On Saturday, the head of the German government embarked on her electoral campaign with her first meeting in Dortmund in the west of the country. Wire reporter Joanna Cabot has more.
On Saturday, August 12th, German Chancellor Angela Merkel started her election campaign with a rally in Dortmund. The legislative elections will take place on September 24th, and Merkel is vowing to stay on as Chancellor for a fourth term. Even after 12 years in power, Merkel is frequently called the world's most powerful woman and Europe's de facto leader. Merkel's conservative Christian Democrats lead their closest rivals, the Social Democrats, by a 12 to 17 point margin, meaning it would take a political earthquake to shift the field at this point. Professor Jürgen Brammer, dean of the Law School of Murdoch University in Perth, says that Angela Merkel still has her skeptics.
There is a strong feeling that overall her leadership has been very beneficial on the one hand, but there are some significant voices that say that it has been indecisive at times, that it has failed to provide a sharper political focus. I think that especially among her own party, the Christian Democratic Union.
Professor Simon Tarmi, head of the School of Social and Political Sciences at the University of Sydney, believes Angela Merkel has the profile of a leader and will be re-elected without a doubt.
She's seen as a very reliable and trusted leader. She's extremely pragmatic. She's not someone who has got a very strong ideological agenda. She is the perfect captain of a ship which is on stormy seas. And I think for that reason that she'll make it to be Chancellor of Germany when the elections roll around in 6 weeks' time.
The Social Democrats party leader Martin Schulz is the former president of the European Parliament. He is well behind Merkel in the polls, and Simon Tarmi says German voters have little to choose from as both run on similar platforms.
The problem that the Germans have got is really that Schulz's politics are very, very similar to Merkel's. They're both centrist politicians. Merkel leans a little bit more towards the market. She's probably a more kind of centre-right figure. But Schulz is on the right-hand side of the SPD party, which is a fairly kind of centrist party anyway. So what German people are asking themselves is, well, do we eject the person who's been in charge for 12 years in favour of someone about whom we actually know very little? Schulz has never held a ministerial position. He doesn't seem to have a great deal of experience running anything. He's quite a sensible figure. He's got some virtues and so on, but almost a kind of sense that, you know, better with the devil that you know rather than the devil that you don't.
In Germany, the Grand Coalition describes the governing coalition of the two main centre-right and centre-left parties, that is the Christian Democrats, the CDU, led by Merkel, and the Social Democrats, the SPD, led by Schulz. Simon Tarmi explains.
It's basically a parliamentary system where you need an absolute majority in the Bundestag in order to be able to nominate the Chancellor, and you can never really do that because no party is capable of making 50%. So as things stand, the CDU will probably poll somewhere between 37 and 40%, something like that, and so they need a partner. Up to now, they've basically looked to the other centrist party, the SPD, in order to give them that sort of ballast. And I think in a context of sort of international security crises and so on, I think the SPD would be very foolish not to join a grand coalition alongside the CDU. I can't see there being too many difficulties there, precisely because I think Schulz recognises that his time hasn't quite come. That the sensible thing to do is to join with Merkel for this next parliamentary session and try to build his popularity and his program and his distinctiveness as a relatively new SPD leader. So that we're all expecting a grand coalition to emerge out of the back end of this.
Jürgen Brammer thinks that unlike the recent French elections or the UK elections, the polls are pretty accurate.
There won't be any surprises in this election. That would be my prediction. If you describe surprise as in, you know, when we looked at the French elections, that Front National and Marine Le Pen could actually, you know, maybe even win, no, there is no such surprise.
Simon Tarmi agrees about the poll predictions, and unless a major crisis in the political landscapes appears, the election is for Angela Merkel to lose.
I think the polls are to be believed on this one. I mean, we know polling is an imprecise science, but she's so far ahead. She's over 10 points ahead from Schulz, it would take something pretty catastrophic to happen now for that poll lead to disappear. The kind of things that we might be thinking of is a kind of renewed immigration wave or another crisis which brings a whole load of people into the picture and which then, you know, gets Germans arguing about whether they want to receive quite so many people, or there's some sort of jolt to the macro economy, but that's very difficult to see as well. I mean, I think we're, you know, 6 weeks away. It's very difficult to see her lead being disrupted by any kind of outside international events.
Professor Simon Tormey, Professor of Politics from the University of Sydney there, ending that report by Joanna Cabot.